Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Chicago is strong, always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
Hey.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
You know, for him, I'm sure it's just a sense of accomplishment. You know, everybody has to realize, and we've talked about it before, they're the ones that are doing all the work. You know, we're living through them. And for us, that hug that I gave him was, you know, I'm telling you, I wanted to cry because it's been a tremendous journey for these guys trying to put themselves where they want to. You know, we're by no means, you know, there's still so much season left and there's still so many things to accomplish for the Chicago White Sox, but it seems like you're starting to see little stepping stones that are leading you, hopefully, to start believing that this group of young men are capable of moving forward in a really, you know, positive direction and a positive way. I think it's just, you know, you're elated. It's I can't explain that. They're like my kids. You know, I hugged them just like I would hug any of my kids.
The best is yet to come.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Ricky Renteria. And he was moved by getting to see what his pitcher did last night and the great relationship between the pitcher and the catcher. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's just an amazing thing to watch. They've been together for 29 innings this season. Two earned runs scored when they are together, 41 strikeouts, 9 walks, 0.62 ERA.
Wow, that is an impactful personal catcher. That is really some battery. You know, it's all about the relationships, though, I think, when you talk about winning teams. And do losing teams have good relationships? Sure. But I think when you see something that's working, you kind of, you're looking for everything. And the Sox have gotten good timely hitting. They've gotten great pitching. But you look at how this group, this core group in that clubhouse, they've been through a lot, Mully. They've struggled. They've lost. They've been at the bottom. And now they're climbing their way back up. And they have designs on being on top. And so when Ricky Renteria hugged Lucas Giolito at the end of that game, you knew it did mean something a little bit more than your typical manager-player hug because, you know, Ricky lived through 2018 when Giolito was at the bottom. And there's a great story out there. I think Vinny Duber wrote it in the spring, and then he revisited it last night about how in an elevator Renteria told Giolito he's going to be an all-star. And it was during the midst of the struggles, and he saw something in him that we all have seen over the last year and a half, and it's been fun. And you do sense the best is yet to come for these White Sox.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary occasion last night. And there are some unbelievable, you know, statistics coming out of it. I mean, certainly the angle stuff was amazing. Now, here's a guy that caught three home run balls in 1 week as a center fielder. And great things happen when you're moving center fielders to right field. And certainly you saw it there, again, according to one statistical breakdown. He was 5.8 feet beyond where his break was 5.8 feet beyond the average break. And he needed every one of those inches, for God's sake, right? I mean, that was, I mean, you know, we're supposed to keep 6 feet distance. He was nearly that far away from making that catch when the ball went off the bat, and yet there he is, and he just got it, and he preserves a no-hitter. I thought that the Tim Anderson play where the ball is bouncing towards shortstop and he has to come from behind second base, run over, get the ball, and fire it and bounce it to Abreu was just an extraordinary play, and you needed that. There were so many moments in that no-hitter that you had to have, and to see the White Sox performing in that fashion is really wonderful.
You wonder what play will come to mind first in 5 years when somebody says, do you remember the Lucas Giolito no-hitter? Or maybe it'll be his first one, because there might be others to follow. And you wonder what play is going to come to mind. I think it will be the angle catch at the end because of the great jump he had, because of where he was positioned. The scouting report was tremendous on Eric Gonzalez because he was right where he needed to be on that 0-2 fastball. And you're right, all of these stats and all of these numbers coming out now as the White Sox experienced this kind of success over the last 10 days. Here's one that stood out to me, and it was great to talk to Hawk, and Hawk asserted his, I guess, authority in terms of Tim Anderson as the MVP, and we've heard that for being the most valuable player on the White Sox. Mm-hmm. It's hard to argue, especially when you have numbers like since Tim Anderson came back from his injury. This is from MLB Network. I think John Morosi tweeted this out, but it was on the network. The White Sox now are 10-3 with a major league best run differential of 41. When he is in the lineup, it's infectious. I don't know if it's his presence. I don't know if it's just everyone else is better at ease. I don't know if it's just a coincidence. But the White Sox, since Tim Anderson has come back, one of the best teams in baseball. No doubt about that.
Yeah, it's been amazing to kind of watch, and I think that there was this, you know, when they started getting this rolling, there was this, you know, oh, it's just Detroit, you know, don't get too worked up, they're losing games, and you know, we saw what happened in the weekend series with the Cubs and how close they came to a sweep. You know, certainly the Cubs had a great pitching performance from Yu Darvish to end that possibility, but he wasn't in at the end of the game, and they got the bases loaded, and they were very, very close there, both the eighth and the ninth inning. And then the Cubs lose to Detroit, which is not, you know, teams can beat you, right? So it says something that you're able to put together whatever it was, a seven-game winning streak. And we'll see. You know, they got another game now, and there'll be a certain, you know, hangover effect, and I'm sure, you know, Pittsburgh is probably going to try to respond in some fashion. Keuchel on the bump, the consummate pro, should be a fun day again for the White Sox. They're off tomorrow, so this sets them up in a really good place, and then they've got Kansas City, so, you know, you're building toward a Twins series that could be very important. The Sox right now tied with Cleveland for second place. I think it's a game and a half behind the Twins. And I mean, that's the kind of team that nobody wants to play, right? The White Sox, right, the way they're playing right now, the fact that they have improved in the fashion they have, the fact that of what you're talking about since Tim Anderson is back, the numbers and how they look, I don't think there's a lot of teams anxious to get the White Sox on their schedule.
No, they're feared to be feared. They have earned that. I don't want to say that they would be intimidating, but I think that they've earned some respect, and that's what is part of the process. And I would worry about a letdown, you know, day game after night game after the celebration and the euphoria last night if it were anybody else on the mound but Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel is not going to allow a letdown to happen. The Sox approach, I think they'll be locked in today because of who's pitching, because he will demand that kind of focus, because we've seen what happens if they don't focus with Dallas Keuchel on the mound. He will call them out, and I don't think they want to go through that again. So I think that today You go for the sweep. You beat the bad teams on your schedule because that's what good teams do. You have to continue that in the weekend series against the Royals, and then it gets really interesting next week when the Twins are the opponent and the White Sox are going to be playing them in playoff contention and probably in a really good spot.
And after they play the Twins, they got the Royals and the Pirates and the Tigers again. So, I mean, this is really where you have a chance to make some hay. And here's hoping that that they do so again. I mean, it'd be great to – I'd be very curious to see Dallas Keuchel after the 114 pitches last Friday night and if there's any after effect from that. But as you said, he's a consummate pro. So hopefully he'll have everything up and running and we'll get a good outing from him. And the Cubs, you know, we got to see the Cubs win here. They've got to win this game tonight. So it's just a matter of kind of grinding out your at bats and keeping it together, and hopefully the difficulty that you've had here, you can start getting the bats back. You know, we talked about is Baez back and who's ready to make an impact for the Cubs, and they had a rough one last night. So, you know, we focused mainly on the pitching because the pitcher's coming back, but you got to score runs too.
Yeah, but today's all about John Lester from a Cubs perspective. Yep. I think he's got to be better. He's 13 runs in his last two starts, including six homers. He's got to be the guy that removes some of the questions that surround him. Now, you know, with the White Sox, Mully, we would have talked more today had it not been for the Giolito no-hitter about, the fact they did go ahead and sign Yomar Sanchez to a minor league contract. Not every day that you sign a Gold Glover to a minor league contract, but he was released by the Giants. He was available. We know how he fits in the clubhouse. Do you envision him playing a role on this team in September?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you?
I think that because of what we just talked about with Engel making that key defensive play at the end of that game, we talked about the how clutch it can be with Tim Anderson up the middle. You mentioned the defensive run saved. Defense matters, and you can't have a guy who has won a Gold Glove in your organization if you're not going to be able to use him in situations that could help your pitching staff. So, yeah, I could see that. A minor role, but having a potentially a major impact down the stretch.
Well, I just think that, you know, I mean, listen, Danny Mendick has played very well. I think that's fun to watch. Madrigal presumably is going to come up at some point. We don't know what to expect because he's going to be playing with a shoulder that is going to need off-season surgery. But I think, you know, as you said, pretty good defensive player. If anything, you know, that's the kind of depth that you have to have. And he's a player that I don't think they necessarily wanted to lose. He played too well for them to be able to afford him. So now he's back, and hopefully he gets a look, and we'll see how all this happens moving forward. All right, we've got to get to a break because we got our guy. We're going to get a chance to talk to Dan Bernstein. You know he was up late watching that. We'll talk to Bernstein next.
Yeah. All right.
Didn't he say he stays up sometimes?
I think so.
I don't know. We'll have to get the rules of beauty sleep. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Breaking White Sox news. Lucas Giolito has just pitched a no-hitter.
To right field. Adam Engel is there. A no-hitter. The 19th in White Sox history.
Keep it here for all the details on this historic Chicago sports moment on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The Home Depot has news that will come as great comfort to your bathroom or bedroom. Right now, get beautiful savings on soft, comfortable bath towels, fresh bed linens, pillows, and cozy comforters. See it all online, order in minutes, even get free delivery right to your door. That's not just news, that's decor like never before. Save on select bedding and bath. Get easy online returns. Everything for your home, everything from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only, valid through September 9th. Limitations apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Former Bears head coach Dick Geron.
That whole team was an outstanding team. We really had the ability, I thought, to go the whole way. And I think if Jimmy hadn't got hurt in our playoff game, I think we could have done that. Both sides of the ball. Big, strong, fast, tough. But the defense was could just swallow you up. We had a big, strong and tough defensive line, and Brian in the middle could just cover so much ground. It was shocking, I think, to our opponents, even our very fast opponents. I remember playing Atlanta with Michael Vick, and Brian could shadow him, and that's saying a lot. That's really saying a lot, because Michael could fly. But that was a tremendous team.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It all starts with just one thing. New innovations are happening all the time with recycled products. One company in Uganda has started recycling plastic bottles into protective face shields for use in hospitals. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Things are opening up and the roads are slowing down. Remember the quickest way to stay informed. WBBM Traffic and Weather together on the 8s. Exclusively on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Chicago's weather station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
We figured we'd go down there into my basement, and that wallpaper is the play call sheets from the 2018 season. It was the perfect time during the draft to do that, and there was more space. But right now, all they're getting is the backdrop of my office that I'm in my home office.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Rocky Wirtz and the firing of John McDonough.
John had done a terrific job with the Hawks. We have to embrace change. Change is happening so quickly around us. I just thought it was time to get in a different direction. And there's no one better to embrace change that I've worked with very closely as my son Danny.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Sammy Sosa.
Well, you know, I don't have too much to share with Mr. Ricky, but we're talking about that, you know, that era. I mean, I don't know why they were going to take the blame for everybody else. That's only I'm trying to say. And also, you know, for the voter or for the writers, you know, every year that I have a chance to do every interview, I did it. I treat the reporter very nice. So one of the reasons that I asked myself why that I cannot receive more vote every year. So, you know, I see players, they don't have the caliber number that they have, that they have much better vote, or the writer treat those people much better than me. So that's the question that I ask myself. I don't get more recognition when it comes to the boat.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Whether holding down the fort or bouncing back to school, childhood is always in session. So keep feeding us right with Sun-Made snacks, just like when you were a kid. Remember their naturally sweet raisins? Yup, still delicious. And so are Sun-Made's other snacks, like creamy yogurt-covered raisins, sour raisin snacks that taste like sour candy with no added sugar, and Sun-Made's new s'mores and birthday cake bites. All delicious, all made with whole fruit. Sun-Made snacks.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Russ Dorsey covers baseball for MLB.com.
We talk about Sammy Sosa now. That dude was on top of the world. That was the king of the Dominican. And even he had to succumb to that pressure of, is Dark beautiful? And as we've seen over the last 15, 20 years, the answer to that was no to him. And it's just like, you have to consider what deeply rooted things and issues have been a big part of Dominican culture that Sammy grew up with.
Yeah, and that's why when you see, I think he had at some point even admitted to doing some skin lightening. He is by no means alone. And by the way, this isn't something that just happens in Caribbean countries. This is something that's happening in Asia as well, where everyone is trying to get lighter.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.